bam bam
bam bam
bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam
subliminal messages.
Subliminal messages.
Boogity messages.
BM squared, where B movies are the best movies.
Boogity movies. Boogity movies are the best movies.
Boogity movies.
That killed my voice.
There goes my career as
it was so good though.
As theme song or trailer narrating.
You did so good too. God, you're still
God,
dying.
God damn it.
We're not recording.
It's recording.
No, I mean, I forgot the music thing. So
the music thing.
So it's just us talking with no music.
Shit. want to
start the song right now.
Yeah, just start the song right now.
Fuck it. No, Ashland's not here.
Oh, he can't add it on there.
Oh,
once we're recording, you can't add a channel.
Oh, geez. Well, we'll be right back, folks.
Better.
Don't waste them, man.
Don't waste them, man. Go.
Sublime messages.
BM Square, where B movies are the best movies.
That's pretty good.
Hey, that one.
That was great.
That didn't kill me. I handled that.
For some
one.
Reason, you started doing it mid meek off.
I passed it on.
Like COVID.
Exactly like COVid.
Oh, we wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know. We got
friends.
Yeah, we got friends.
Friendship. The only way to defeat COVID.
Yeah.
The true, what's it called? When you get the injections.
Are we just going to say it? Before we went on air, we were talking about the four of us having gotten
COVID.
COVID this whole time, and it's because of friendship.
Yeah.
Friendship. It all takes.
Anybody that's had COVID out there, sorry, you don't have any friends.
Yeah. If you have had COVID, you don't have any real friends.
That's true. That's what I've heard.
So get a hold of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be your friends.
We'll be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started this podcast in COVID and we all work in public and we get together and we haven't had it because of friendship.
Because of friendship. That's all you need, guys. Well, I also want to welcome you. What?
Hopefully that's not the episode they listen to.
Hopefully it is.
Hopefully it is.
They need to know our stance.
You know, they need to know what they're getting into.
Fuck.
We want to welcome you to episode 168 of Brett and Tony with Ash and
Abe.
I'm Abe.
I'm Brett.
I'm Ashland.
And I'm Tony.
Ashland has COVID this week.
No, she doesn't really.
The timing of that was too perfect.
Not the segue to saying Ashton has COVID. She's not a true friend.
That's how we found out. That'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
That's a movie right there. Like someone gets COVID and then the group's like,
oh.
Did you hear? They got COVID. Oh no, is he okay? Is he really our friend?
That's what I'm more worried about. I don't think he's a friend.
Uh-oh. Were you faking the whole time we were together?
I think they were.
Awesome.
Apparently, it's the core three.
The core three. No, she's the core four. I can't even joke about that, Tony.
She's part of it.
Yeah. I could take a reliever.
Yeah.
You say that now.
Yeah. But you know what? We each a joke.
I got a tour of her cubicle the other day.
Yeah, you did.
I've had a tour.
I haven't either.
No, I've had.
Oh, you? Yep. I'm the only one.
Yeah.
Who hasn't had a tour of her cubicle.
Actually, her and Katie pointed that out.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of it.
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
No, I should have taken a picture of me in the cubicle to send to you.
No, and then that's how I found out I'm friends with the boss. And then the whole boss walked in and Katie went, and I'm like, hey, Jordan, what's up? And Katie was like, of course. Because she looked concerned, like, oh, you probably should leave. And and then when she like, how the kids? She's like, oh, of course, Tony.
Of course, Tony knows him.
Okay, well, cool.
Her cubicle is big.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yep, she got a big one.
Sounds about right.
And it's bigger than Katie's.
And Ashton has so many snacks in her cubicle.
Of course. Of course she does.
Her gum pile was impressive. It's so big. And it's by like different kinds. She's got like 5 packs of extra winter fresh and then like 3 packs of something else. And then
she organizes them?
And then
them?
4 packs of something.
Yeah, this is the only thing in her life that she organizes.
I was going to say, that's not Ashlyn's style right there. Well, she's usually just wherever
you
it
would
goes.
Know because no, you've never know. Been to her cubicle. No,
apparently.
It's a professional, Ashlyn.
Yeah.
You would not know.
I go to Katie's cubicle about once a week to just to bug her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I, with my job, I.
Right. You're already there.
I'm already there once a week. So
I get it. Makes sense.
Usually I'm there to check up on Jordan to see how good job he's doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to.
Yeah.
You got to keep him on track.
Yeah. Somebody has to.
Yep.
Ain't going to be me.
Uh oh.
Oh. How upset would he be if we had to re-record everything?
Not that upset. Whatever, dude. No, it's only like 5.
No, I'm just joking. Okay.
I got all night, baby. Actually, Katie was getting, she was like, you guys better not go too long tonight. Because her and Ashlyn apparently have talked about how when she's not here, when it's just the three of us, that
she can't get rid of us,
that we go on forever.
It's true.
Our episodes.
Because it's Boyd night. We like to talk.
We like to talk. It's true.
It's true. And then I was like, well, that is because she was like making it like it bugged her, you know? Oh. And then I was like, dude, you don't even hang out with me on Monday nights anyways. Because usually, I mean, not right now, because Tony's so generously doing all of the editing for the past few times. I'm like, usually I just edit on Monday nights anyways. After you guys leave, I just get it done real quick.
Right.
You know?
I'm going to be editing like at 2 a.m. tomorrow night.
You do that to yourself though.
Oh, he doesn't agree.
I mean, not when I,
gavel. You use on the old one you used to, cause you used to tell me, that you wouldn't, even edit it until like the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have like a whole week to do it.
Not this week.
Yeah, not this week.
Not when I'm just saying that. Usually, but if I walk like at 10 o'clock at night, then I'm like, okay, I have to relax, and then I do that.
Well, don't just jump straight into it.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, I mean like tomorrow night. I'll get it done by full 10.
Well, yeah.
I always just do it on Monday nights after you guys leave just because.
Right. You're already in the zone.
I'm a procrastinator anyways. You guys know me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think we already started, but do you guys want to just get it the fuck out of our system?
Let's finish getting it out.
Get it the fuck out of your system.
So I saw a movie in the theater.
What'd you see?
Imaginary.
Oh, Imagine. Nice. What's cool, that? Cool.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it cool?
I don't
is
know.
Is it really? It's about this girl who married this guy who had 2 kids, and they moved back into her old house.
Okay, childhood home.
Childhood home after her dad had like Alzheimer's and he got moved in.
Yeah.
And it's about an imaginary friend. And guess what, guys?
What?
This is the worst movie I've seen all year.
Oh, dang. I mean, it is only March. So that's good.
I one-starred this shit.
Dang.
But it's that bad. Wow.
I do remember seeing a trailer for this, and all I kept thinking about during the trailer was, I want to watch The Pit.
Yeah. And it's a paint by numbers. I was the only one in the movie theater. It had a scene in the end. I'm not going to spoil it, but I groaned out loud when they did something. I was like, ah!
So when did you go?
Last week.
Like what day?
Probably, I think it's old day.
Oh, okay.
Are you doing another one of your things where you saw this one too?
No.
Okay, you did that last 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it. Okay. I was just thinking because I thought it just came out this weekend. So I was I was thinking that Jesus, like opening weekend, and you're the only person in the showing.
No. Oh, wow. Gotcha. Yeah.
No, but I didn't see a preview. I didn't see a postal. I just went to see a movie. I like, imaginary.
Yeah.
So I had no idea what I was in for. And it was not so bad. It was good. It was just bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just bad.
Yeah. This is probably a 2.5-star one for Brett.
Yeah. Okay.
He can come back. He can forget all about this. And later on this year, I saw Imaginary. It's so good, guys.
It's so good. Actually, I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Well,
me and Katie were trying to work out when we were going to go to it.
Yeah, you can see it. Let me know.
Well,
because I have thoughts, but I don't want to spoil it.
Mm.
I really want to see the imaginary friend one. John Krasinski.
Yeah, with Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
Didn't see anything about John Krasinski's
new movie. I think it comes out like in May or something.
Yeah, something like that. It looks really good.
Yeah, looks real good.
Nice. That sounds fun.
I bet that one's going to be better.
Yeah.
I did listen to the director of Imaginary on a podcast. He was on the Movie Crypt podcast this past week. But,
nice.
Was that the only one that you saw?
Yeah.
And you didn't like it?
No.
Damn.
Oh, that sucks.
I can't wait to go see a movie tomorrow on my day off.
And yeah.
Hell yeah. You got one picked out?
No. I don't even know what's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what's playing either, except for I'm Dune and Imaginary.
Right.
And Oppenheimer.
That's still out there?
They brought it back.
They
usually bring back the Oscar winner for 1 week.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on all the street. Not all. It's on Peacock.
But people are like, ooh, you get the experience of seeing it in theater.
That's true.
They make a little extra buck.
Of course. Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. It makes sense. Make money off of it. Why not?
Which I think Poor Things probably should have won. I think that was the best movie out of that bunch that was nominated.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Poor Things
yet? I haven't yet. Apparently, it's on Ashlyn's watch list. She's curious about it. So,
it's really
which
good.
I thought the director of Dogtooth would have thrown that.
Academy Award nominated.
Yes.
Director of Dogtooth.
Yep.
Yep. No, actually, Katie watched it this past week. She watched it when she was working.
Yeah.
But she messaged me beforehand and she asked if I wanted to watch it or if she could just watch it.
Yeah. What do you think?
And I told her, nope. Go
that's
ahead.
A hard no.
Yeah. Fuck that Yorgos motherfucker.
No, but it's really good.
Not according to her. She didn't like it.
Oh,
all right.
She thought that after she watched it, she said that she was surprised. I don't want to watch it because she doesn't like the movie, but it looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really shot nice.
So she,
well, his movies usually are.
Yeah.
Well,
that wasn't your complaint with Dogtooth. It was the subject matter rather than the way it was filmed.
But he didn't.
Well, and the way the story was told.
Yeah. Just,
and he didn't like this one too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
So nothing else, Tony?
Let me look.
Okay. What about you, Brett?
Well, Tony, did you get to finish the Oscars? Because you were planning on watching it, but. We went up that day up to Ottumwa.
That's right.
And we helped film Mike's movie.
Yeah, it was a fun time on that.
It looked like it. That looked like a fucking blast.
Yeah, yeah.
On the way back, I was like, oh shit, I'm missing the Oscars. So I should have kept on updating Brett.
He was on his phone.
They're like, they just won best makeup.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole way back we were doing that too.
Oh yeah, did you see Ryan Gosling? I'm just Ken performance.
No,
I heard about it.
Okay, you guys need to check that out. It's one of the best things ever.
Yeah, nice. I've heard good things. The only thing I've seen is the clip of Arnold and Danny DeVito.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Mean mugging with Michael Keaton. Yeah,
yeah, we watched. I love the Oscars.
They also had, I saw on Reddit that all of, I'm going to butcher his name, but Ki Kwan.
Yep.
All of his selfies that he took with everybody.
Yeah.
Nice. It was cute as fuck.
Nah,
it was just great. Because like he was hanging out with, he did one with Gosling and he did one with a bunch of other people, but it was really cool.
Yeah, really, and I'm happy Emma Stone won.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Killer of the Flower Moon won nothing.
Nothing. At all.
How many things was it nominated for?
Like 12.
Oh,
11.
Damn.
It shouldn't have been nominated for anything.
Now, I misheard this, but I'm pretty sure that I heard that Scorsese movies, like the past four movies or something like that, it's like some crazy amount of nominations and zero wins.
Yeah.
Oof. Like all of his like four or five movies or something like that.
Yeah. Damn. And I'm glad. I'm glad she didn't win because they were the one that she could have won.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But she didn't.
Yeah. You're glad that the Native American girl didn't win?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
I don't care how bad it sounds. Okay. This movie made Native American look stupid. Okay. Like,
Yeah.
They'll sit. I'm not explaining this scene now because it pissed me off.
Yeah.
They're having a Native American meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. They're explaining, like, oh man, the white people are killing us. We need to do something. Like,
right.
Oh, we can't trust anybody. And then the one guy who's killing them all is in the freaking meeting. And you're like, yeah, I understand. We have to do something. And then he's like, I'm like, you guys, obviously, no. He's the one killing you guys. And it was infuriating. I'm like, you guys are not making these guys look smart at all. And then they're like, we don't know what to do. We don't know who's doing this. The witch guy.
It's the rich guy. It's always going to be the rich guy.
It's the witch guy you're trusting, who's obviously corrupt. Fuck that movie.
They were still naive. It was early. It was like, they haven't learned yet.
No,
they...
but it was like if it was like, but it was shot seriously, not for laughs. Because I was like, you fucking kidding me? This is
nothing but comedy to me.
This is so stupid. You guys are making them look stupid. Fuck that movie. And it took like 20 minutes to go up the stairs and lay in bed. And that's fuck that movie.
Yeah, fuck that movie. I haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
I suffer.
You know what I did see, though?
What'd you see?
Last night. Did you guys see my Snap story?
No.
I don't look at Snap stories. Yeah, I don't either.
Rora made me watch...
Taylor Swift?
Yep.
Eras
Tour.
What do you think? I five-starred that.
3 hours long.
3.5.
I only started to fall asleep once. And apparently I closed my eyes and I like started snoring. And apparently
Rora was on
Rora, it. Katie said her head just like whipped over.
Yeah.
What the fuck you are
show
you doing?
Taylor Swift some respect.
So I brewed a coffee and we were good to go.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, I can't imagine any.
I offended her.
Even like if it was like a more my hardcore bands that I love, like Pink Floyd, I can't imagine watching a 3 hour live concert.
Oh, Abe.
Yeah.
That's just not me.
She made an experience.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It was an experience. Yeah. You know what's also 3.5 hours?
Production design and stuff.
Killer of the Flower Moon.
Longer than Eras Tour.
Yeah. And you know what was way better movie? Eras.
it was pretty good.
Yeah.
She did good.
We'll do our favorites.
Rora watched it 3 times this weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She watched it by herself and she watched it with her sister and she watched it with me.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, how about how many salt did you give it?
Oh. I don 2.5.
Yeah, Rora's not in the room. You're safe.
Yeah.
Even though Tony was imaginary.
Tony will rat you out.
Yeah, I'm still going to rat you out. Oh,
yeah. In case she hears this, 5.
Yeah.
Okay, 5. Yeah. It's a 5-star movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the real, though, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would never do it again.
Right.
Yeah. I don't
I
know.
I can't wait for Aeolus Tour 2.
Your favorite was Folklore, she said, right?
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like album?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she was saying. Because apparently that's hers.
Taylor
too.
Was telling you that.
No, Aurora was.
I was
it is a good album.
When they started doing that part of the era, she was like, "This is my favorite," and Tony's.
That's awesome. Was she so proud?
All right. It was fun. Uncle Tony.
Oh yeah, Uncle Tony.
Now that they can bond over T Swift, it's Uncle Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't the time she got to punch you in the face, but bonding experience.
Hey, that's why.
Yep. It was Taylor Swift.
She had to punch me in the face so we could get that bonding experience.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Morning. Before church, I had time for a movie.
Ooh.
And I watched a doozy. It was called The Giant Spider Invasion.
Sounds awesome.
Okay.
It was one of the most fun movies I've seen in a while.
What year? Do you remember?
Like 75.
Okay.
Something like that. 75, 76. It stars not Gilligan, but the...
Skipple?
Or wait. Which one's the captain of the boat?
The Skipper.
Okay, yeah. Yep, it's him. He's like the sheriff.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah, I guess I watched Creepshow 2 for the first time.
I've seen Creepshow 2, but man, I wanted to join you guys that night.
I didn't get to stay for the whole thing. My internet was being shitty.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah, full time I watched it, I really liked it.
The beginning of it had me hooked. Like, it had like a weird Little House on the Prairie vibe.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just turned into a horror movie. And like some people broke in. Yeah. It was.
That was the one I confessed, you know, and when Tad had his full time podcast.
Oh, booth,
we were like, and we were like, had confessions.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, I've never seen Creepshow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was
the one that we did together?
What? Body Bag?
All four Demons? Of us. Said,
oh, the Babadook.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, I watched that since then, but I haven't seen that. Mine was Dusk Till Dawn, so I still haven't seen that.
And like, nobody believed
me. We watched it for a podcast.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
The old podcast.
I must not have been there.
No, I think it was the new one.
I haven't watched it.
Have we watched? Maybe we said we should watch it.
I've never seen it from beginning to end. I've seen parts.
I thought we did it.
We've just done so many podcasts.
I know, so many movies, guys. I can't remember. But yeah, Creepshow 2, I really liked. And then like, nobody in the chat believed me. Like, oh, Tony. I'm like, no, I seriously haven't.
No, I haven't seen this. But you've seen the first one, though, right?
Nope, never seen any Creepshow.
You haven't seen the first one?
No.
I haven't either. That was my first, not my first dabble into Creepshow because I've been watching this TV show on Shudder.
Oh,
the Creepshow TV show.
Yeah,
it was Joe Lynch, our best friend Joe Lynch, directs some of those episodes.
I was going to make a joke if my internet was cooperating in the chat. I was going to say, I've been watching the Creepshow TV show, so I'm caught up for this one.
Yeah.
For the Creepshow 2. But obviously, it wasn't working, so I couldn't make the joke.
No, well, it could have been all inside joke.
That's right.
No, they had some inside jokes, though. Like, and then I asked, like, well, it's in the chat. I'm not paying $10. I'm sorry.
Oh, gotcha. Anything else you watched?
No, I don't think so. Not that I can recall, at least.
Yeah. As I mentioned the Creepshow already, I've also been watching, Ashlyn and I finished The Gentleman, the Netflix show by Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, the one that's not Kingsman related.
Okay. Not Kingsman related at all. It has a vibe, but that's just Guy. Like, okay, seriously?
We went over that a couple weeks ago.
This movie or this TV show is literally like Guy Ritchie obviously has a preference on his movies.
Yeah.
The gangster vibe, the drug vibe, just that whole world. And this is like 8 hours of Snatch. It's fucking phenomenal. Huh, nice. It's great. It's so great. I obviously give it a 5 because it's perfect. Ashlyn gave it a 10 out of 5.
Yeah.
Because she's
I was gonna say that's my thing to steal. What the fuck?
What the hell? Stop trying to steal Tony's
that's
thing.
Not Tony's thing. He doesn't go above, do you?
No, remember what I said, that's gonna be my thing to steal.
Oh, was it? Oh, I don't remember that at all.
And then she get messaged, Tony, you're waiting to make no sense. Remember that?
We've got it all recorded on the on the podcast.
I like how you hold up your phone. Are you double recording?
Bless double recording. Just to get it right.
I'm not gonna edit either of them.
Nope. No, but that's what I said. That was gonna be my thing to steal.
But also we have both been watching Zac Efron. It's his doc show. Oh fuck, can't remember. Like it's a Wonderful
High School
Life.
Musical?
No, it's
High School Musical the Musical.
Yep.
High School Musical the Musical, the documentary.
The documentary. No, it's something about like this wild life or something like that. But it's all about
It's very tame.
It's all about like healthy, like hippie shit.
Is
like,
he in it a lot?
Yeah, he's in the whole thing.
Ah, oh, nice. I like him.
He basically in this second season just recently went up, but it's all was filmed when he had his jaw thing.
Yeah, Katie said that he had a jaw or he had like a
get reconstruction
his face redone.
Yeah.
Damn. Did you guys see the Iron Claw yet?
No, I haven't because it's only to buy right now for $20. You can't just rent it for like $6.
Oh, yeah.
It's
pissing me off.
It's a top 10 movie from last year.
I know. I'm so excited to watch it. But I watched that Ricky Stenicki.
Oh yeah, well, John Cena. How would that?
The two of them, their new movie.
Yeah.
I made a comment that he used to be a lot cuter.
And then
Katie was on me about,
well, as we were watching this, Ashlyn actually
had an accident or something, right?
She looked into it, and this is actually the second time he's fucked his jaw up. The first time,
Jesus.
He was he slipped in a puddle. He slipped in a puddle, he fell down and hit his chin on the sidewalk, if I remember right. And he actually had to have it wired shut. The second time, he slipped in his socks in his house and he fell and hit it on a fountain, a marble fountain.
Maybe he should not fall head first.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he had to have like reconstruction.
Dude, he needs
done.
To learn how to fall then.
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so his jaw's a little fucked up in this, but I mean, he's still Zac Efron. He's still hilarious and cool, but... And then we also just started watching The Hobbit.
Okay.
Rewatching The Hobbit, obviously. Because
like the trilogy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was not fan of that one.
No.
I like it. I feel like it just has a different place and goal than The Lord of the Rings. Because The Lord of the Rings, I just realized, I feel like that's more about the journey. It's more of like a, it's more heart and soul. To me, and then The Hobbit is more action and
To me, I think because it wasn't really gonna be two movies, but then they just
made
it into three. I think if they tightened it up, and it could have been amazing two movies, but it could. I think it dragged on.
Gotcha. No, I love it. It's so fun, but that's all I've been doing.
I mean, isn't it just one novella though?
Yeah, it was like one novella, and it's longer than the three.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, really, they could have made like a real good, tight one movie, probably. Yeah,
probably.
You know.
Yeah, but that's,
money talks.
Yeah.
Well, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone waved that kind of money at you, you'd be like, yeah, I'll stretch this bitch. Fuck yeah. I can make four movies.
I wish Guillermo del Toro, though, had
done it. Yeah. Why didn't he do it?
I think it was just taking too long.
Okay, yeah, I know he dropped out.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know he didn't do it.
Yeah, he was about what he was doing it.
Yeah, but he did do some of the design work, though, apparently. Yeah.
And that's why Peter Jackson jumped back in to direct, because he dropped.
I didn't know Guillermo was going to do it, but in my head, I heard Guillermo, and I thought Peter Jackson. I'm like, Peter Jackson didn't do this?
No, he did.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay, we're on the same page now.
No, Peter Jackson ended up doing it.
Gotcha.
Yep. Just setting himself up forever. He doesn't even have to make movies anymore.
No, but he should.
Although, no, didn't he have a, he had a documentary come out last
did
year, didn't he?
I don't know.
Beatles or something?
That. Yeah, he did.
Something
yeah,
like
he
that.
Did make a Nettle Jet win.
Did he do that?
Just does whatever the fuck he wants to now.
Fuck yeah, I don't blame him. Shit, yeah.
Which doesn't explain The Lovely Bones. That was a weird movie.
Yeah, it was.
I need to rewatch it. I liked that movie a lot when I watched it.
It's based on a book.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I like dark shit, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Good thing Nash and Nahil. Because I had an idea to make this segment even longer. Have we tried doing Get Out of Your You Had to Fuck Out of Your System Fan Edition?
What do you mean?
Like, what if you just ask what people have been watching to get the fuck out of the system?
Oh, okay.
A week? Maybe you should try that.
Okay.
Sure. Like next time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'm down.
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
A fan get out of you. Or something.
You
can come up with something clever.
Okay.
Ames got this.
I basically do that now. It's like, tell us what, because I always list like four random questions.
But yeah, just have just one question. Just, okay. You know, like that one. It might get lost in the shuffle.
Right.
Yeah. What are we at, by the way, right now?
27 seconds. 27?
Yeah.
So we're more than halfway to what this movie is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
that
like,
threw me off.
We're actually like 8 minutes away from when Mitchell Boogity actually shows up.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Is that a note that you took?
No.
He's making that up.
No.
Are you? Oh.
No, I'm not.
No, it sounds like you know what time he shows up in the.
Yeah. Let me show you. Let me just drop some knowledge on you.
Did you take a...
So, Mr. Boogity
from 1986
is what we watched this
old
week.
Disney Channel.
Disney Channel. This whole thing just surprised me, man. Yeah. I didn't even know that this movie existed.
Nope.
First off, and then you guys said the title a couple weeks ago. And then I saw your post. I hadn't even looked into it yet. Yeah. And I saw your post and saw the picture. I saw that it's on Disney Plus because it's a Disney movie, Disney Channel movie. And then, a couple days later, I find that out, blows my mind. And then a couple days later, I go to sit down and watch it, fire it up, and it's 45 minutes long.
Like, wait, what? Funny story.
What are we doing on this podcast now? I thought this was horror movies.
Before we even dive into it.
It was fun.
That was, I actually kept falling asleep while watching it. I watched it twice today.
Okay.
I watched it twice. That's how short this movie is. I literally watched it twice in one day without struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was a breeze.
Right.
Yeah. I actually thought after I ended it, I was like, huh. So should I restart it? Should I just watch it real quick?
I was planning on an hour and a half. What do I do?
Yeah. What do I do with the rest of my morning? But no. Mr. Boogity. The next thing that surprised me, guys, was the cast.
See, I saw the names as they were coming across the screen. Yeah. I didn't recognize any of them until I started seeing people. And
not
like,
even Christy Swanson.
Shit.
Holy
Buffy.
Shit.
Yeah, Buffy.
The original Buffy. Oh, gee.
Never seen it.
What's that football movie that she was in? Did you ever see The Program?
Yeah, The Program.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Chase with Charlie Chase.
Or The Chase? Dude, Christy Swanson was the shit back in the early 90s.
Huh.
Yeah.
I even went through her IMDb and I still didn't recognize her too much.
Okay.
Other than names like Buffy, obviously.
He appeared in 39 minutes and 7 seconds left. Okay. I mean, of the movie.
Of the 45-minute long movie?
Yeah, and then... when he comes in, there's 6 and a half minutes left of the movie.
They definitely leave you wanting more.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously, yeah. Which I will say, judging by the poster alone, I was really happy because that's all I had to go on.
Yeah.
And I was like, he better not look like that because that is. But I can see now that they turned it into like a cartoonish type thing. But his makeup, I liked it a lot. I thought he looked fucking cool.
I have to throw in there that John Astin was in it also. Did you recognize him?
Which one was he?
He was
the dad.
No, he was the one that's just lets himself into the house before anybody gets there, so that he can spook them and then tell them about Mr. Boogity.
He was the guy in the historical fashion with the pop-up.
I recognized him. I did not look at his
he would have been Gomez. Also, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I could just click on his name right now and find out, but I'm pretty sure that's Sean Astin's dad.
I think so,
from Lord of the Rings.
Let's find out. I have his name right here. It doesn't say anything about Sean Astin, but they might have skipped over it. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, at least. I don't know.
I actually just heard a story.
Oh, right here. Children, 5, including Sean.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And nice. The dad is from the TV series It. I remember him from that.
He was.
I didn't see that.
All right. I loved the dad. I liked the dad and the mom.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I really liked the dad's character, but I liked the actress for the mom. Like, I thought she was trying with this.
Trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Especially her laugh. Her laugh fucking got me.
Anytime it showed to her, it was like, I don't know. Like, she was always just having the time of her life.
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the way the line was delivered, the way the line was written. But when she goes out, like, who's knocking on my window? She goes out and looks out the window, and it's the lady, Marion or whatever. And, she's like, I'm a ghost. I can't come in. And she's like, is it the coffee? Is it something to do with the coffee? And she just kept saying coffee, and it fucking killed me. It was, I don't know what it was, but it was fucking great.
Yeah. And then the dad has a gag factory stall.
Yeah.
That was my first note. I can't imagine any time in this country where a joke shop can thrive as a business and have chains.
Yeah.
That blows my mind. It doesn't blow anybody else's. I don't care. I can't imagine fake barf and the little hand shockers being your sole source of income.
Yeah.
and being able to.
Also, you can't go to, because this is supposed to be a small town, right?
Well, but he has chains.
I know, but like you can't take, what I'm thinking is like you can't take that chain and like maybe that, maybe a store is going to be successful in a bigger, like Des Moines maybe,
right,
or Chicago or fucking LA or something.
Yeah, but
it took place
in like Boston area, right?
But they, come on, they moved to Lucifer Falls.
Lucifer Falls.
And
second note, Lucifer Falls.
This small ass town with a gag shop, that's going to go out of business for sure.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Like a small town is not the place to be opening up Gag City.
No.
Yeah.
Which they need to work on their logo, because literally every time I saw those shirts, I thought they said Gay City.
Oh.
Because the top of the G is so thin, the second G, I'm like, man, they need to work on that. That's just a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, well.
Not then, though. It
no, not in the 80s.
Yeah.
Canceled now for sure.
But this town really needs to do some work on itself, because A,
starting with a name change.
Change the name. Secondly, get a different guy to greet your new arrivals.
Yeah.
And then
somebody that doesn't bust in you, because they get up to their new house.
He was in the dark, like, at what time with this? Like, how long was he there?
He was just hanging out there?
Just standing there, silhouetted.
How would he even know what day they were going to arrive?
No, he didn't. He's been crashing there.
Like, how long do you think he would be?
Oh, he was there for days.
They get to their new house, and...
No wonder he was tired when he went to the historical museum.
Yep, he'd been staying there in their whole house the whole time. And then he keeps telling them they need to leave.
Yeah.
Welcome, but you need to leave get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Yeah.
That brings up a next question.
Yeah.
What is up with the sign? The sign that says said, not
really haunted, and then it stopped and like, ooh, now it's haunted.
I don't know. I liked it. I liked their little effect. Because I was like, did they do that with like little fireworks or something?
This is some really good effects for the 80s. I don't know how they did
that. That was hilarious. I loved that part. But then literally seconds later, you have a guy who's just saying it's nothing but haunted and you need to leave. Which one is it? Yeah. They need to get their shit together and come up with a story here.
Well, they had to give you like, ooh, maybe nothing would happen.
Maybe it is haunted.
Maybe.
But then the dad is like so consumed with the jokes. He doesn't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
Third note.
He was cracking me up, dude. He made me do my first TikTok. I've never made a TikTok before, and I made a TikTok.
About that?
Him.
Yeah. What?
He's in the TikTok that I made. Yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah, I want to see this.
But no, I'm the exact opposite. I said this family would be exhausting. With those fucking gags every 5 seconds, I would lose my shit.
I would hate to be in the family.
Yes.
Ooh, look, everybody's staring. Ooh, look, she's going to eat the fake eggs.
Yeah, I would be the kids when they're trying to tell the story and they're like, Dad, listen. Seriously. Listen.
Check this out. And then the mom's like,
I accidentally hit a kid today on my way to school.
Ready?
Could you hand me the hose from the vacuum first?
Wink, wink. Why does it sound like you're jerking off in the background?
It did sound like that.
It's the water cat.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, the clown in the vacuum.
That mom is awesome.
Yeah. I love her. Her, and then I also really like the Ari, the little kid.
The kids were good.
I didn't like the older brother as much, but Ari, I liked him just because he always repeated whoever said their line. He'd be like, yeah, and then repeat it.
And then the ghost kid did really good.
Yeah, I like the ghost kid too. Nice. So your first TikTok was inspired by that guy who's in, I feel like he's in a lot from the 70s and 80s, but I cannot think of one thing.
Like,
The Thing. He's actually in The Thing, apparently. Clark. Yeah. His character was Clark in The Thing.
Yeah, he's in a ton of stuff. He's one of those actors.
My girl.
Yep.
He's the aunt. Yep. He's the uncle in My Girl.
Phil Sultanfuss.
That first movie Brian I ever saw. Actually, that's the first time we ever met.
Aww. First grade.
That's why you had a connection to him in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah, it was memories.
Reminds me of meeting Tony.
Cute.
They move in. The kids, all three of the kids, the teenage daughter, Christy Swanson, and then the two younger boys.
Yep.
They start experiencing some crazy things. And the dad just brushes it off.
Yeah,
and,
like the teddy bear going missing. They're like, you both come up here. Full name. Yep. I forget his name, but yeah, full name.
Yep. It was a weird full name too.
It really was.
Yeah, I like forget what it was. Douglas. God damn
it. It was his shortened version was Ari.
Ari.
But I feel like it was
something like Samuel Ari Anderthal.
It was really weird. I can't remember. Yeah, I wonder if I can find it anywhere.
It was super weird. You're gonna look it up, and it's gonna be something.
Yeah,
so right. Not weird at all, dude. But yeah, the parents don't believe them. It's one of those stories.
Yeah, and then like the footprints.
Yeah,
like how did the footprints become like? Oh, how were he gonna sell those like one time? Or yeah, like you gonna think like they're gonna be mass produced?
Yep.
That threw me off too. Those weird.
He the footprints.
He was really happy excited about those. That.
Look at this. It sticks.
This is great. Yeah, he kept saying it sticks. That's all he kept saying. Was, it sticks. It sticks.
Anything for a buck.
Oh, it wasn't R-E or Ari. It was R-E, the letter R, the letter E.
Okay.
Which that actually was in the trivia, and I brushed over it because I didn't connect the dots that they were talking about him. I was like, I don't know who this fucker is. I don't care what his name stands for.
But now you do. Yeah.
I do. It was near the end. Ari's full name is Reginald Ernest Davis.
That's it. Davis, yeah.
Reginald Arnold Davis.
That's a good, strong Reginald. Name.
It is. I don't know why, but it kind of reminds me of, I do know why, R. Lee Emery from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, it does.
Because R.E., R. Lee.
One of the best directors ever. Reginald. Stanley Kubrick.
One of them.
Yeah. But we'll get there next week, maybe.
Ooh.
We'll see.
2 weeks.
So yeah, this, and then like it's the same thing. You know what I mean? Like that's as every other movie like that. Like it has the, you know, they move into the house, blah, blah, blah. And then.
Why is Ashlyn calling you?
That's Ashlyn?
That's Ashlyn.
Oh,
she didn't call me.
I didn't know who it was.
Hey, what's up? Sorry, what?
You can put it on speaker.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Oh, I don't think it's about podcast related.
Oh, gotcha. No, yeah, you're good for that. Well, I just happened to look over and I saw it said your number. I'm like, why is Ashlyn calling you? And he's like, oh, is that Ashlyn? Yeah, you're good. Love you too.
Love ya.
Bye.
Now I feel that I don't have Ashlyn's phone number.
Sorry.
You have Ashlyn's phone number?
Actually, I don't even think that I have your guys' phone numbers.
Because we don't use phones.
No, I guess we just use Snap.
We Snapchat.
And we Snapchat video. Oh,
I have Tony's, but not Abe's.
Okay.
Wow, that's embarrassing. But we have Snapchat and like 18 group chat that we're in.
But yeah. I think I know yours. If it's still the same one, I'm not going to say it, but if it's still the same one, I think I know yours.
Okay. So, you probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We still say you Snapchat for everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so
it does have all those standard tropes from the,
it's got all the standard tropes and then, ends like halfway through where a movie would end.
Yeah. A very abrupt ending.
Yep.
Yeah.
They probably ran out of money, but
did they run out of money or were they just like, let's take the first 45 minutes of a movie. Let's take the first half of a movie, make that, and then that'll be our hour for Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Well, I found out that part of it is, it was a part of a TV series, The Magical World of Disney.
Yeah.
It was on season 30, episode 11.
Yeah, but that wasn't a TV series.
According to this,
though,
it says TV episode.
That was just that was like every Sunday night or something. There was
that counts.
They're like a made for movie.
Gotcha. Yeah. And secondly, this is what I was telling, I mentioned to Tony, that explains everything.
Yeah.
It was released on April 20th, 1986.
Oh, 420.
That explains everything.
Oh, that explains everything.
Like, you don't need any more explanation of this movie other than it came out on 420 of 86.
Yep. And also, I hate to harp on the movie, but man, you can tell it was written in a weekend.
Uh-huh.
Woo! No. Yeah.
But you can tell they had a good time making this.
But they had a fun time making it.
They really did.
Yeah.
Yep.
It seemed like, actually, yeah, I agree with you, because I think I even had that thought watching it. I was like, I bet they just like chilled on this set, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And had fun with each other. Like, I bet it was a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That gag thing was an after thing. It was added in. They're having so much fun. He runs a gag store.
Yeah. They're always laughing anyways. Let's have gags.
Yeah.
They're having so much fun.
What is offensive shirt we all wearing? Shame that the gag. Okay. We got this.
That is
gay city.
And the cast, they were so not into the story. Yeah. That's all they did on set was do gags with each other. They're like, we might as well film this and get something out of this.
Hey, I mean, this kind of sucks. So I should have a vacuum just solve the problem.
Oh, shit.
It did solve the problem. The vacuum that shouldn't walk.
Yeah.
Walks.
Yeah.
Actually, this will blow your guys' mind a little bit.
Literally? Oh, blow.
Blow.
Vacuum.
So on Mythbusters last night, I'm watching the final season.
Okay.
And they discovered that one single vacuum, a regular old shop vac, like what they use in this movie, has enough suction to lift a fucking car.
Oh.
Yeah. If you rig it right with the like a bigger suction cup, it has enough power to they lift a full-sized car with one vacuum like 20 feet in the air, turned it off, and it fell to the ground.
So it checks out that it could
totally pull that out. Yeah.
What was it? Thing
his cape.
Cape.
Yeah. His cape, because he made a deal with the devil.
Yeah. Yep. Which that scene, by the way, was amazing with
the whole pop-up book and everything. And that was great.
That was a highlight, actually. I was going to say awesome. That. But,
like my favorite scene.
And the cheesy, like even more made for TV, like backstory thing that they filmed. I loved that.
Yeah,
that
I mean, was they great. Did a really good job of giving a backstory to this guy.
Yes.
The sets is
really good.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was Mr. Boogity.
That was Mr. Boogity.
From 1987.
Six.
The year I was born.
Oh.
Yeah.
3 years before Ashton made an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But wait, there's more. We're going to hear from our podcast family, the PFPN.com, and be right back with trivia, even though I think you gave a whole bunch of them already.
I didn't. I just gave one. I have even more better ones. Cool.
How is there more trivia to this goddamn movie?
I know.
Oh, I got one that I'm putting it into, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll be right back with trivia and kill count.
No kill count. Spoiler alert.
All right. kill count's done. Fuck that segment. All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks to PFPN.com. You guys are awesome.
I mean, are we counting Mr. Boogity death as a kill?
No, because he winks at the end.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a sequel.
Yeah. Plus, he would have already died.
Okay.
That's yeah, true. He's a ghost.
Yeah, he's just a ghost.
Yep, we don't count ghosts. Yep.
Nope. Okay, just checking.
So, kill count zero.
Kill count zero.
Moving on. Trivia.
Trivia. I actually found some really fucking cool, interesting ones.
It's just so weird that like the most random movies sometimes have,
and then like, other ones that you would expect
don't
have nothing.
Shit.
Yeah,
it blows or they're my just mind. Really dumb.
We already mentioned it a little bit, but John Astin, Christy Swanson, and Benji Gregory were unable to reprise their roles in the sequel, Bride of Boogity.
Okay.
Both Astin and Swanson were busy filming projects, and Gregory was filming the TV series Alf. So he was recast.
Be like, and Gregory gave him the finger.
Oh, Gregory said, fuck no.
Yep.
Brett, I hate to say it, this was not written in a weekend.
Whatever. I don't believe it.
No, listen.
Okay.
This will blow your mind even more.
All right.
It might have been rewritten in a weekend. Michael Janover's original script was called Cheap Thrills. It was a parody of horror movies and was written as a vehicle for Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong.
This makes sense.
And it came out 420?
When Disney picked up the project, he toned down the humor.
And cut it in half. That makes so much sense. Wow.
Love it.
This movie was supposed to be a stoner comedy.
It makes sense.
Yep.
Wow.
That one the dad would like laughing so much.
Are you sure this isn't another podcast fucking with us now?
It might be, but it's still on there. And 17 out of 17 found it interesting.
What if people started fucking with us, though, because we put out like a week ahead that we...
IMDb's like, we'll show them. We'll come up with a really good one.
Oh, actually, I was thinking like Tad or something. It's like, fuck these guys.
Actually, let me know when you're ready for this.
Okay. One last one I have. Joaquin Phoenix auditioned for the role of Corwin Davis.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Was that the older brother?
Yeah,
older dude.
One. Yep.
That would be so much fun because how ridiculous this movie is.
Yeah.
And how like serious he takes himself nowadays.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would love to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Tony, I am ready for you.
Let's hear it,
Tony. Okay, Abe, read this.
Oh, let's hear it, Abe.
And this just in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Mr. Boogity from 1986. There is a secret ride under the haunted mansion at Disneyland called Boogity's Last Ride that this movie is based on. Ooh, I like that one.
That sounds like that's it convincing could be legit. Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are we getting good at this?
Are we getting better?
Sorry, I was.
I don't know what the fuck that laugh was.
Maniacal.
It was very sinister. You got me curious, and now I'm really wondering if it was fake. I'm just gonna say it's real. It's real.
The Cheech one.
Yeah, it's real trivia. I hope so.
I wish it wasn't, and we came up with that.
I do too, actually.
But it's all no podcast stealing no fucking IMDb bit. Thing?
See, yeah. If anybody, I don't think it's another podcast. I think it would be IMDb. Like, you know what? I'm gonna show them what real trivia is,
and they're like, interesting. So ratings.
I forgot that we were gonna do ratings, to be honest. Okay. Yeah. Who wants to kick it off?
Tony's gonna kick it off, I think. Right?
Holy shit.
What?
All black belt comments.
Is it
still up?
Still up. One person actually found this interesting.
Which one was it?
I mean, it is interesting.
The original cut of this film was four hours long. That's right. One out of one found this interesting.
So somebody was like, huh, that's cool.
I believe it. That has to be legit.
That means they can't take it off, right? Once it gets a like, it has to stay on there.
We'll keep you posted on the black bill situation.
We got a situation brewing. Tone, are you going with rating?
Rating. You're kicking it off.
Okay, so where to begin with this movie?
Yeah.
At the end.
The beginning.
You know, there are movies that can shape a childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is fucking one of them. 5 fucking stalls.
All right.
5 machetes.
5 machetes.
You know, so you've seen it before.
Oh, I've seen this. I've seen Bride of Boogity many times.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah. It was a staple in the metal household.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Which makes sense because we'll get to that part.
Yeah, but. Which I think Dale.
Nice.
Oh, you want to know Dale? I got Dale.
Yeah.
You want me to do his kids reviews?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because I asked, we'll get to his comment, but this is gonna while I'm doing it. He asked my 10 year old nephew Isaiah, and this is what he said: 3 out of 5.
Cute.
Why? I don't know. I like the ghost kid. One time was too short. Needed more Boogity.
Hey, he's not wrong.
My 3-year-old niece, who watched this movie, she said, Isaiah boo me. That's all she said.
Cute.
I've never, this is encapsulates my, you know, their family. Yeah. They learned from Uncle Tony to make no sense of the ratings.
Yeah.
So I've never been more proud of Elena.
Oh, that's cute.
Yep.
Did Darren give a rating?
He did. On Facebook, he commented, he watched it last year with the kids. Cool. Corny, but in a great way. I give it 5 boogities on the standard scale and 3.5 on a Tony perspective.
Because it's a perfect movie.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
If you ask Matt, it is a 5 star movie.
Brett.
Me next?
Yeah.
I'd probably go with like a 3.
Nice.
I think so. Because I don't have the nostalgia, but at the same time, like, it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was breezy. It was only 45 minutes. It's only half a movie anyways. And you can tell it's only half a movie.
Yeah.
But I give so much, and I was actually thinking about it afterwards, because I'll be honest, I was going to, like, the movie doesn't make any sense. Like, nothing that any of the characters do makes any sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't have to.
And in fact, like, for a lot of the runtime, I'm just sitting there like, really? Really? You're going to do that? You know what I mean? In my head. So like, originally I was probably going to give it like a 1 or a 2.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, you know what though? Like, I give so much leeway to these like shitty horror movies that don't make any fucking sense.
It's part of the charm.
But that I have fun with.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm not looking at this kids movie the same way for some reason. So like, I tried to think of it in that lens, and like, yeah, I'd probably say like a solid 3. It doesn't matter that it didn't make sense, because like, I'm not even his target audience anyways as a 39-year-old motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, its target audience doesn't care how the fuck any of the plot points happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they just need to get from point A to point B. And they do that.
Yeah.
You know, in the movie. And they give you some laughs at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like probably 3.
I am also going to give it a 3. If I had the nostalgia of Tony, this definitely would be a 5. I am right on the border of a 3 and a 4. I can't decide which one I want to go with, but I'm going to go officially with a 3. It was a fun movie. I had a lot of fun with it. And yeah.
No, I'll put it a 5 because I think it holds up.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's
not like a lot of movies we go back to.
Right.
But yeah,
Does. And Ashlyn gave this movie a 2. That is Ashlyn's rating. She didn't delve into that anymore, but
she like probably like, fuck you down for making Abe make us watch this.
But she also she didn't finally place it, but she thinks she may have seen this as a kid. She's not 100% sure, but she said it seemed kind of familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not.
I wish I did.
I think if we were talking to Ashlyn, she probably bumped it up probably a 3.
Yeah.
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 A lot of fun.
Man, John Astin's character just makes no sense, though.
No, but that's amazing, though, that he be committed like just to wait in the house, the haunted house.
Yeah, yeah. And he was in like really like 2 scenes, like 2 full scenes. So this motherfucker probably got paid for a day of shooting.
He was the last person mentioned in the credits, which I usually save that for like the ringer person.
Yeah.
Like, Mr. Boogity wasn't even mentioned in the opening credits, but fucking he was.
Oh, man. And the Bride of Boogity is an hour and a half.
Oh, it's an actual movie?
Yeah.
All right.
Was that also originally a Cheech and Chong movie?
I hope so. We're going to get there someday.
All right.
We're going to watch the sequel?
Someday.
You going to pick it?
I might.
That'd be fun.
Down the road. Ashlyn would go for that, right?
I wouldn't see why not.
Yeah, she's already had to watch the first one.
She loved Mr. Boogity.
Yeah.
And you have to watch, you know, this one to have context for that one.
Yeah. And we already got that out of the way.
Yeah. And that one had way more boogity in it.
Nice.
So next week.
Next BM Squared, it is The Shining.
Oh, good.
1980. The Shining
from 1980.
Yep.
Man, we're just staying in the 80s.
Staying in the 80s. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
The 80s were a fucking fantastic time.
Barely the 80s, by the way.
Yeah, I was barely there for any of it.
Well, no, I mean, like, this movie was barely filmed in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
It came out in 80, so it was probably filmed in 79, right?
Yeah,
79.
Most likely.
Yeah. Actually, it's Kubrick.
And it's he's a perfectionist. It was 60s. It's filmed in the 60s.
At least 5 years early.
Yeah, so I can't wait to dive into a Kubrick movie.
Yeah. We can finally do it justice, because I know we tried on the old podcast, but...
What did we watch?
It was The Shining. We tried to watch The Shining, but when we went to watch it, they took it off Netflix.
Yeah.
So we had to do it. That was back when we were doing Netflix only. So we had no other way of watching it. So yeah. I don't remember what we did instead.
I don't know. But it doesn't matter. I'm looking forward to talking.
So do you like this Shining better than the 90s one?
We'll get into that.
We'll get there, man.
Okay.
That's next week's topic.
That's next week. We can't
spoil. Have you seen both of them?
Yeah.
Have you?
I didn't even know there was more than one, to be honest.
There was, I think it was like 97.
Yeah.
We'll get into it, apparently.
We'll get into it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I hear. That's what I'm promised.
That's what I'm promised.
We're going to dive deep.
That's all we're talking about also, next week. We're not even going to talk about the movie.
Since we're covering Stephen King, we all have to watch and rank all of the movies based on his books.
Okay. That's easy. No. Actually, I want a ranking from all his books and then all his movies.
Both?
Yeah. Ugh. I want a ranking of all his books, all his movies. It's easy.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Stephen King is not one of my favorite writers.
So you're going to love what Kubrick did. We're going to get there. I'm sure there's an interesting story between him and Kubrick.
There should be.
I actually really like his shorter works. I really like his shorter works.
Yeah.
But his novels are just unbearable.
I don't think I ever read one of his full-ons. I read The Running Man, but I think that was a short one.
That's a shorter one. Yeah. Just the big one ones, fact, It, stuff like that.
When that came out, he used his other name.
Richard Bachman.
Bachman, that's it. Bachman Turner Overdrive. Stuck in the middle with
just,
you.
I hate tangents. I know that some people love that in writing.
Have you ever listened to this podcast called Brett and Tony with Ash and Abe?
But
whose idea is the tangents, the randomness, not mine, right?
That's true.
I think that was Ashton, right?
I think we all know who that was.
I think Ashton was like, I want tangents. And if we don't have tangents, I'm not involved.
All right. Sounds good. And that was the podcast. Thanks for hitting that play button. Do yourself a favor and hit the subscribe button. And see you next week. Man, you are not happy. The look you were giving me.
I'm like this. I'm like, how's he going to do it? Is he going to remember? How much is he going to remember?
You're giving me lemon face.
How much is he going to...
I need notes. I don't even remember. You have to remind me about this shit now.
It's not your notes?
Hey, yeah. Hey, guys, that was a tight owl. We're like at 59.
Nice.
Are you fucking with me? They're shorter episodes.